You're listening to The Rainmaker Show on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches with Riscala Stefan, providing a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. Reach the show at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Riscala.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Another beautiful day in South Florida. If you are not spending time in South Florida, I feel sorry for you. It is the Rainmaker Show, and we do provide a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. The way that we do that is that we spotlight and we highlight locally owned businesses to you, the local population. And it is an honor and privilege today to be sponsored by Justin Shiver of JustinShiverHypnotherapy.com. And we'll get to Justin in just a moment. I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on. First of all, we have a sponsor, and we have two sponsors, co-sponsors today. We have three co-sponsors today. Is that right, Colin? We have three? We have three co-sponsors today. Thank you to all of our co-sponsors. We have Diane Wittick with Bowen Realty. We also have Susan Club with the Rainforest Clinic, and we have Tammy with Hollywood Grooming and Pet Care. A big thank you to our sponsor. A big thank you to our co-sponsors. We could not do this without you. And, of course, we couldn't do it without you on the other side of the microphone as well. So it is an honor and a privilege to introduce to you today Justin Shiver. Justin, welcome, sir.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Justin provides a service which is near and dear to my heart, because one of the things that he does is he works with military personnel. And those of you who have listened to me know that I have a very soft spot in my heart for those who have served this country. Let's start off with, how long have you been doing this, Justin?
I've been practicing hypnotherapy for, at this point, I would say years.
Years. And what can you help with? What kind of things can you do?
Well, obviously, everybody knows about the stop smoking, weight loss, stress management, things like that. But what I've really gotten more into lately is fixing emotional issues. People that have had issues, you know, like trouble sleeping, anxious feelings, depressed feelings, issues related to post-traumatic stress, trauma, things like that. Really anything, mm-hmm. anything that deals with the mind, I can help to change.
I think it would be acceptable to say that we live in a time where it seems, at least on the surface to me, that we deal with a tremendous amount of fear in our lives. We're always hearing about something on the television, a murder, a terrorist act, something. So there's always looming in the background that fear in our lives, which creates stress in our lives. So can you help with stress?
100%. Basically, hypnosis in and of itself puts you in a profound state of relaxation. So most people that have never been hypnotized before or never been properly hypnotized, once they get in my chair and experience just the session itself without the healing part, they usually end up telling me that they've never felt so relaxed in their entire life. So
I've heard some crazy things about hypnotherapy, and I'm going to share in a few minutes my experience with hypnotherapy, but I wanted to ask this question while it's fresh on my mind. When someone is hypnotized, can you make them do something they do not want to do?
I get that a lot. And here's the basis. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So anytime you've seen like a stage hypnosis performance or something like that where someone's clucking like a chicken or doing silly, they have voluntarily
They're willing agreed. To do this.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct. And that's the thing with hypnosis is you have to be willing. If you're not willing, none of it will work. And it's free will. There's no control involved or anything like that. So any of those myths or misconceptions are false.
So I have a question for you, the listener. If you know that there's something in your life that just doesn't feel right, if you know that something is going on that you can't put your finger on, this man here is what I would refer to as a locksmith. He's going to give you the keys to unlock that which is holding you back. He's going to help you determine how you want to move forward by releasing the information that is already within you. Is that correct?
Eloquently put, yes.
Yeah. I've had an experience with hypnotherapy. Many, many years ago, I was working for I was running a plastics plant, and the company had been sold. The new people came in. I was supposed to get a raise. I was supposed to retain my position, which was the general manager of the plant. About 8 months into the story, I find that they want me to do several other things, that they're doing things that are less than honest. I literally walk out of the business one day. I'm so disgusted with the dishonesty that's going on. And I find myself as a working father, as the only working parent outside the home. Let me put it that way, because the other parent works as well, and every bit as hard. But I was the only one working outside the home, finding myself unemployed. Not only was I unemployed, I was blackballed in my industry. And I found myself in a situation where complete hopelessness, total lack of wanting to even live anymore. And had it not been for someone who was taking the time to explain to me and open my mind up through hypnotherapy, that kind of wiped that slate clean, sort of. Kind of, I think of it kind of like a blackboard. We wiped out all of the writing on that blackboard, so there's an area now that we can rewrite, and the rewriting is something more positive. And I believe that this is something that Justin can do. This is right up your line, right?
100%. That is literally the definition of what I do.
Amen. I like that. So when I'm under hypnosis, will I remember what's going on?
Yes. The only time that doesn't happen, the hypnotic amnesia, is during a stage hypnosis performance, once again, where, you know, the suggestions are to not remember.
Uh-huh.
In hypnotherapy, it's important to remember what you went through. It's important to remember your entire session, and we even include that in our suggestions as hypnotherapists so that you can retain what you went through. You can, you know, if we regress you to a memory from childhood, you can remember the memory and remember what happened and why it happened and why now as an adult you're feeling these feelings.
There is I have found in my experience there is a lot in our – some people call it the – I'm not sure what to refer to, subconscious or unconscious, that is hidden. What's the correct term?
Subconscious.
Subconscious. I have found that in my experience of life, I have a tremendous – I had, probably still do, but I had a lot of subconscious issues going on that weren't at the forefront of my mind. It wasn't something I was thinking about, but yet I would go to make a decision about something, not realizing that this in the back of my mind is causing me to lean to this – part of this decision.
Right.
And had it not been for this sessions of hypnotherapy that I went through, I would never have recognized that. So again, I say to you, you're someone who helps people recognize, right?
Correct.
Help point out to them what is going on, where the deficiency, if you want to call it that, is, and then take that deficiency out. And instead of just leaving a void, we fill it with a positive. Is that right?
Correct. The who, what, where, when, and why, and how.
How long does it generally take to do something like this?
Each issue is different. It all depends on how embedded is your subconscious, what were the traumatic or non-traumatic events that led to it. I would say an average issue takes about 3 sessions, so that's about 6 hours total.
I see. Now, if you have any questions for Justin, he is here to answer them for you today. Please feel free to call in 877-960-9960. The lines are open. We do have an operator standing by for you. If you have a question for Justin regarding hypnotherapy, regarding your ability to move forward in your life when you know that there's something holding you back, this is the man that can give you the key to your mind. One of the greatest drawbacks that we have as human beings is our mind. Our mind can literally shut us down or can literally drive us forward like a shuttle. So here we have an opportunity. Again, you know, I say to people, we are here to provide you with benefits for your life. This is a benefit for people who know that something is not right and they can't put their finger on it. This is a man that will help you straighten all of that out. Why would somebody want to see you? Just, I know this is kind of a rhetorical question, but why would somebody, how does somebody know that they need to see you?
It's usually, like you said, it's usually, let's take something simple like weight loss. Let's say somebody has gained a bunch of pounds over the years, and they've dieted, trying all the different, you know, the trendy ones, the non-trendy ones, the alternative medicine, the acupuncture. Nothing seems to work. They seem to keep going in these cyclic patterns. And eventually they realize there's something in my mind. There's something else, and I can't figure it out. They come to me. I sit them down. We talk. We use neuro-linguistic programming, other powerful modalities. I can, you know, modified eye movement therapy, gestalt, different things. We can regress to the initial event. And once you find that issue, you find the root cause of that issue, we're able to pull it out of your dirt, so to speak, and plant a new seed that will blossom into a much more beautiful version of yourself, whatever it may be.
Do you offer recordings? Do you record any of these sessions?
I do, and only if the client requests it. I don't record sessions unless they unless they ask
specific
me to. Yes. Thank you. But Yeah, it's not something I normally do. A lot of people are uncomfortable with it, but it, by all means, if you'd like to record audio, video, I don't care.
Now, I've heard of people doing hypnotherapy, and for some people, it just doesn't work out. Can you give us a little bit of a pointer on that, why that happens?
Sure. There's usually two reasons why someone feels, and I say feels like they can't be hypnotized, because everybody can and has already been hypnotized. One is they're an over-analytical person. You know, I've hypnotized doctors and people like that. Those are usually the ones, even though I know they've been hypnotized, they're analyzing everything so much that they feel like they haven't been hypnotized, or they've had a certain idea about what hypnosis feels like from watching Hollywood or watching YouTube videos, things like that. And they get an idea that they're supposed to go unconscious and, you know, have this thing. And that's not always – not everybody can go to the deepest depths of hypnosis, but you don't have to do that to get the effects of it.
In order for you to be able to hypnotize, now I'm presuming at this point, so correct me. Sure. In order for you to be able to hypnotize somebody, they need to be able to relax. Is that correct?
It's not necessarily correct. In order to be hypnotized, you have to have some rapport with the hypnotist or the hypnotherapist.
I see.
That's the key. If somebody isn't comfortable with you, just like any conversation, they're either going to tune it out or their subconscious mind is just going to reject every suggestion that I say, starting from the beginning.
So it's again, correct me if I'm not correct, but
sure.
it is a willingness of the patient to accept what is happening.
Correct.
As long as they accept what is happening, then you can move forward. But as long as they block it out, I'm reluctant, I'm afraid, whatever the mm-hmm. reason is, it's that acceptance that causes the movement forward. Is that correct?
It is, and often what I do is provide an alternative way to see that way of thinking mm-hmm. to change. So sometimes you have to uncover that in and of itself.
Now, there's something that we briefly talked about, but I'd like to get a little deeper into, and that is spiritual hypnosis.
Sure.
There's a lot of people hear the word spiritual, and immediately red lights go, oh my God, that's against my religion. I can't do that, on and on and on it goes. When in reality, what we're doing is just opening up different areas of our mind that are not readily available in our conscious mode, correct?
Correct.
So in this spiritual hypnosis, what is? Can you describe that to me? What is that like?
Sure. Basically, with spiritual hypnosis, I'm actually certified in transpersonal hypnotherapy. And what that is we do past life regressions, life between life regressions. A lot of times people will say, you know, I've always felt this way and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And if I regress them, sometimes they'll slip into a past life. And these are people that don't even necessarily even believe in past lives. They'll just slip into it. So that's where that modality comes into play. We're able to work off of that, because whatever the client says to me, whether it's in hypnosis or live, mm-hmm. I have to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes it does go to that, and then we work from there. And then the life between life regressions is dealing a lot with death and birth and what happens after you die, things like that.
Do people remember dying?
Spiritually, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And do they remember being born?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Now it deserves a bigger explanation, of course, but, you know, for time's sake, yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing. Okay, I want to take a quick break, if you would, please. We'd like to hear from our co-sponsors. Mr. Colin, can we get some co-sponsors up there? Thank you, sir.
Do you have an unusual pet? Did you know that the Rainforest Clinic in Loxahatchee specializes in exotic pets? They see pets that other vets don't. Parrots and chickens, ducks, geese, turtles, snakes, goats, pigs, lizards, and even monkeys. Are you a beekeeper? Dr. Club, the first of her kind in the area? Yes, she takes care of bees as well. Dr. Susan Club has decades of experience and known around the world for her reputation as a premier avian vet. Located at 3319 E Road in Loxahatchee, just a short distance north of Okeechobee Road, you will find a modern clinic with in-house labs, which allow you to get your test answers quickly. You can find them online at www.susanclub.com. That's www.susanclub.com. Or you can reach her at 561-795-4878. It's Dr. Susan Club. That's 561-795-4878. The Rainforest Clinic, located in Loxahatchee, 561-795-4878.
Want to give your pet the celebrity treatment? Have you heard of Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care in Royal Palm Beach? They're located just off State Road 7 and have been servicing the area for 14 years. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care is the home of the Blueberry Facial, also specializing in tartar removal with 8 years of assisting in dental procedures. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care? They're more than just about dogs. They are the only experienced cat groomer in the area. They also cater to all breeds and sizes and open 6 days a week. Get $10 off your first grooming when you mention the Rainmaker Show. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care, located just north of the Super Walmart in Royal Palm Beach. You can find them at 250 Business Parkway. They specialize in shampoos with no extra charge. Flea and tick dips also available. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care. You can give them a call at 561-793-9992. They also provide gift certificates for those looking for that special present. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care, 561-793-9992. They're located in Royal Palm Beach. That number, 561-793-9992. Call for your appointment today, 561-793-9992. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care, where your pet gets celebrity treatment.
Thinking of moving? Before you do anything else, call Diane Wittick of Bowen Realty. She provides a concierge service. Things like having your home or condo packed and shipped, even take care of your home repairs or upgrades. Diane has the expertise to get it done. As a seller, you will have constant contact. She will furnish you with bids on any services that might need completion. Air conditioning, plumbing, handyman, and even cleaning. Living up north and have a home to sell here in South Florida? Just give her the keys, address, and a signature. Your payment will be wired when the property is sold. That's right, Diane does it all. Thinking of buying? Diane has great listening skills. Tell her what you want, give her your budget, and like a genie, she will make your real estate wish come true. There's no regrets when you choose Diane Wittick of Bowen Realty. To reach Diane, call 561-247-5478. That's 561-247-5478. Diane Wittick at Bowen Realty, located in Wellington at Wellington Trace East and Forest Hill Boulevard. 561-247-5478.
You're listening to The Rainmaker Show on 900 AM, The Talk of the Palm Beaches, with Riscala Stefan, providing a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. Reach the show at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Riscala.
I want to thank you on the other side of this microphone for taking the time to listen today, and it is my intention to provide you with benefits, and some of the benefits that we provide are invaluable. You can't put a price on it. Today we have Justin Shiver of Justin Shiver Hypnotherapy. Today is a man that can help you through obstacles without using what we call medicine. The most natural way that God intended it to be, and that is through the use of your mind, will help you free yourself from the blockades that you have come across in your life. And as I have explained earlier, I had a blockade at one time. Had it not been for a hypnotherapist, I probably would have suffered in that for much, much longer time than I did. He was kind. He was considerate. He was honest. He led me through a walk, if you will, down a path that showed me that my past was behind me and that my future was in front of me, and it was up to me. It was up to me and my mind and where I was going to go. I'll take a minute to tell you a little bit about our technology portion. We have the V card, the V like Victor card. That is a virtual card that you carry on your phone that you can share with anyone that tells them all about you, videos, pictures, autobiographies as well. The QRS system is a pad that you lay on that helps your body circulate blood through the corpuscles, the very small veins that are in your body. And of course, the Tesla glasses. Now, I'm finding that the Tesla glasses are still about 2 weeks out. These are glasses that you put on, not like a reading glass. This is a glass like a therapy, like a virtual reality glass that you put on and do therapy with. And they have found that 80% of the people that use these glasses can straighten their eyes out. Go back to 2020. You can always find us on Facebook. Please find us on Facebook. I beg you. Find us on Facebook. Give us a like. Follow us, if you will. Any of the shows that you want to listen to, all shows are archived. They are archived on Facebook as well as bbsradio.com. It is the Rainmaker Show, and we are providing a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. And we are back with Justin. Justin, thank you for taking the time today. I had something else that I wanted to ask you about. the issues for hypnotherapy. Mm-hmm. What will hypnotherapy work with? I mean, we've already talked about weight loss. Mm-hmm. We talked about a couple of things, but what else can we do with hypnotherapy?
What can't you do?
It's that unlimited.
It's that unlimited. Like I said, anything that has to deal with the mind, and not just negative things. A lot of people think they can go, oh, I feel sad, I feel angry, whatever. But also, if you want to increase your sports performance, if you want to increase your learning capabilities, your memory enhanced, and these, I'm not just speaking, you know, I've been through all this. When I had to be trained to do this, I went through all this. So, and it's completely changed my life in so many ways. And like I said, if I had to write it down on a sheet of paper, I would run out of paper.
You know, I read an article many years ago about one of the Olympic teams. Now, I don't recall what year this was, but the coach had these people imagine in their minds running the track mm-hmm. before they ever ran the track.
Correct.
And it was that particular year that they did outstanding. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to verifying what you're saying.
Yes.
You believe it in your mind, you can make it happen, correct?
Absolutely. And that form is called guided imagery, just saying.
Wow. And you know, when I did my hypnotherapy hypnotherapy sessions, it was all about imaging.
Yes.
He taught me how to, because I was going through a tremendous time in my life where there's a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Here I am, the working parent of the two, the outside the home, and I've got nothing coming in, and I'm a father of seven children, and it was a tremendous amount of pressure. So I found anxiety, depression, anger, frustration. Mm-hmm. And he walked me through imagery. Yes. One of the things I remember was, imagine that you're sitting alongside of a creek that is running, and you hear the water rippling.
Yes.
And that rippling effect causes a calming. The other thing he taught me was breathing. That was something
Correct.
I never... Do you teach breathing as well?
Absolutely.
So these are all ways for us to... I think, and now in my mind, I'm not licensed to say or do any of this, but in my mind, I find that if we can back away from the fear, if we can back away from the frustration and the anger and all the other heavy emotions that weigh us down and take a look at what's going on, we have a brighter picture, we have a clearer picture, our options are more obvious to us. Mm-hmm. And I believe someone like you brings that about.
Right.
This is all about being able to help you uncover your potential as an individual, especially when you feel and you know that there's something not right in your life. Something is just, you can't put your finger on it, but you know something is just not quite right. This is a man that can help you unlock that. He can give you the key possibly to the brightest future that even more than you can imagine, because he will open up your imagination to that area of your life, and he will allow you to see what's possible where you might be drained. You know, a lot of times, Justin, I say to people, when we get into these emotional things, it's like a tornado.
Yes.
Around us. All of these emotions we have, you know, I go back to the anger and the frustration mm-hmm. and feeling the hopelessness and this constant cycle of like a tornado.
Correct.
And then someone like you comes in and goes, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. It's not that way. Mm-mm. Take a look over here. Take a look over there. Consider this. Have you ever thought about that? Did you know this? And bring these options up to the surface and allow people to see that it's not a tornado, that it's not mm-hmm. hopeless. That
they're choosing
yeah,
to stay
exactly.
outside instead of go to the basement
exactly.
where it's safe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that – now, I'm not quite sure if this is right or wrong, so you can help me with this. The mind and the brain, are we talking about the same thing?
Yes.
Because I've read where the mind is like a receiver, and the brain is referred to as the physical part of our body.
That's I would agree with that. We've got our conscious mind. We've got our subconscious mind. We have our superconscious mind. Now, what happens is we have our conscious mind and our subconscious mind, and in between that, we have what's called the critical factor. And that's basically our BS wall. Oh, that's not true. This isn't true because of this, because of all the beliefs we've built up in our entire right. life from childhood and before, really. So what hypnosis does is it puts you in such a profound state of relaxation. That critical factor wall goes down. The conscious and the subconscious mind are now parallel with nothing holding them back. The subconscious mind is the seat of your emotions. The subconscious mind controls, you know, your belief system, and it holds them and it harbors them. But the subconscious mind can't tell the difference between fact and fantasy. Mm-hmm. So you see, that's where we develop these issues from the beliefs and emotions that we've carried.
Mm. Now, you said something a moment ago, the super conscious mind.
Correct.
I have not heard that term sure. used before. So explain that to me.
That is to put it simply, what I believe is the third eye, you know, the pineal gland.
Ooh.
That is our soul consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what in a form of interpersonal hypnotherapy, which is another modality, we believe that everything really boils down to relationships because we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
In one way
yes,
or another.
I agree.
And when we go into our superconscious mind, that's basically thinking from the soul rather than the ego, which is more the conscious mind.
Mm.
So.
Wow. And you said something that is really profound to me, and that we are all connected.
Correct.
And a lot of people don't see that because of many different reasons.
But yes.
They don't recognize that. And I think that one of the areas that we are all connected is within ourselves. A lot of people
yes.
cannot connect to themselves.
Correct.
They have a difficult time with relationships, as well as some of the other things that you talked about,
right.
weight loss and smoking,
it
whatever it is.
It all ties together.
It comes down, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it comes down to the respect and the love that you have and connecting with yourself.
Yes.
And this is the bridge that you provide.
Right.
The ability to have you connect with your inner self. The super conscious mind.
Yes, and the ability to forgive yourself.
Wow. Now that's something.
Which is hard.
That's something that a lot of people have a very difficult time
letting
with.
Go is tough.
They will say that I forgive myself, but
right.
they truly haven't forgiven
right.
themselves. And again, this is something that you can come along and help them recognize that, right?
It's so powerful when you, and I've done it personally, when you let go, release and let go of those emotions and those beliefs. That have helped, you know, I had a big anger issue for a lot mm-hmm. of years. I was a mixed martial artist fighter, covered myself in tattoos, did the whole thing. And that's what it was. It was, I had to let go of things in my past that I was not forgiving myself for.
Yeah.
And I was able to do that through hypnotherapy. And now, you know, I don't even get angry anymore. I just,
I think, you know, we talk about living in America and how free we are here
yeah.
when a lot of us are really living in a prison.
So
we're
true.
We're living in a prison of our mind.
Yes.
We're holding ourselves back. We're hearing the voice that says, no, you're not worthy. No, you can't do this. You're a failure. And
yes.
on and on and on it goes. And then someone like Justin comes along and says, wait a minute. Why do you believe that?
Why are you choosing to believe
exactly,
that? When
exactly.
you know the truth deep down.
Yeah. Yeah. And this, again, is why I refer to you as like a locksmith. You know, you've
that's
got
so
the key.
True.
You're unlocking that lock that is holding us back. You're creating an area that will allow us to see what is coming instead of feeling hopeless, instead of feeling like we have failed and all of the negative. Why is it so easy for the negative emotions to come up and it's so difficult to keep the positive emotions in place?
Because we are trained from childhood to just accept things as they are rather than question. So, you know, if we're angry, we're taught that angry is negative, but
mm-hmm.
it's just an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to experience it and then let it go. Don't hold on to it. Happiness, same thing. It's, you know.
Is that part of the growing up, you hear no. No.
Yeah.
So is that has a weight on somebody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything, even from before birth, you know, if the mother's in a, I hate to say it, but if she's in a, you know, a bad relationship,
mm-hmm.
let's say she's abused, just, you know, the husband or whatever is screaming and yelling, that baby's going to take on those characteristics,
wow.
those feelings, and those
yeah.
going to hear those things. You know, once the brain starts forming, that's when it starts.
Wow. You know, I have read articles where this was a Chinese couple years ago. The mom got pregnant with twins, and the dad sang to them every
mm-hmm.
day. And when the twins came out singing.
Yeah.
They heard the father singing, and they came out. I mean, of course, they weren't singing professionally or anything, but you could tell they were trying to sing, and it
yes.
was amazing. It was an amazing story.
Yes.
So it just verifies what you're saying.
So those pregnant mothers that are singing to their babies, holding their bellies,
yeah.
it works. Keep doing it.
Yes.
You're
yes.
doing them a favor.
Absolutely. One more thing I'd like to, before we get off to listening to our sponsors again.
Sure.
In this hypnotherapy, when people are going through this with you, is this something that they do in front of you, or is this something that you can do on the phone, on the internet?
I can do that, but I would prefer to do it live, one-on-one. The reason is not only can I work better with you because I can see your ab reactions, your body language cues
right.
like that I can further progress or regress, but it's better for you to trust me in person. You know, I can talk to you all day, but unless you see and look into my eyes and see that I genuinely
right.
care about you and I'm concerned and my main and highest priority is to heal you and make you feel better about everything, you know, one-on-one, you can't beat that. Mm-hmm. You can't beat that face-to-face. But sure, I can whatever you guys need. Skype, it doesn't matter.
No, I agree with you about being able to look in somebody's eyes and feeling that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsors one more time.
Do you have an unusual pet? Did you know that the Rainforest Clinic in Loxahatchee specializes in exotic pets? They see pets that other vets don't. Parrots and chickens, ducks, geese, turtles, snakes, goats, pigs, lizards, and even monkeys. Are you a beekeeper? Dr. Club, the first of her kind in the area? Yes, she takes care of bees as well. Dr. Susan Club has decades of experience and known around the world for her reputation as a premier avian vet. Located at 3319 E Road in Loxahatchee, just a short distance north of Okeechobee Road, you will find a modern clinic with in-house labs, which allow you to get your test answers quickly. You can find them online at www.susanclub.com. That's www.susanclub.com. Or you can reach her at 561-795-4878. It's Dr. Susan Club. That's 561-795-4878. The Rainforest Clinic, located in Loxahatchee, 561-795-4878.
Want to give your pet the celebrity treatment? Have you heard of Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care in Royal Palm Beach? They're located just off State Road 7 and have been servicing the area for 14 years. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care is the home of the Blueberry Facial, also specializing in tartar removal with 8 years of assisting in dental procedures. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care? They're more than just about dogs. They are the only experienced cat groomer in the area. They also cater to all breeds and sizes and open 6 days a week. Get $10 off your first grooming when you mention the Rainmaker Show. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care, located just north of the Super Walmart in Royal Palm Beach. You can find them at 250 Business Parkway. They specialize in shampoos with no extra charge. Flea and tick dips also available. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care. You can give them a call at 561-793-9992. They also provide gift certificates for those looking for that special present. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care. 561-793-9992. They're located in Royal Palm Beach. That number, 561-793-9992. Call for your appointment today, 561-793-9992. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care, where your pet gets celebrity treatment.
Thinking of moving? Before you do anything else, call Diane Wittick of Bowen Realty. She provides a concierge service. Things like having your home or condo packed and shipped, even take care of your home repairs or upgrades. Diane has the expertise to get it done. As a seller, you will have constant contact. She will furnish you with bids on any services that might need completion. Air conditioning, plumbing, handyman, and even cleaning. Living up north and have a home to sell here in South Florida? Just give her the keys, address, and a signature. Your payment will be wired when the property is sold. That's right, Diane does it all. Thinking of buying? Diane has great listening skills. Tell her what you want, give her your budget, and like a genie, she will make your real estate wish come true. There's no regrets when you choose Diane Wittick of Bowen Realty. To reach Diane, call 561-247-5478. That's 561-247-5478. Diane Wittick at Bowen Realty, located in Wellington at Wellington Trace East and Forest Hill Boulevard. 561-247-5478.
You're listening to The Rainmaker Show on 900 AM, The Talk of the Palm Beaches, with Riscala Stefan, providing a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. Reach the show at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Riscala.
It is a beautiful day. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to The Rainmaker Show, where we provide a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. You know, when you buy from a small, locally owned business, you're not helping some CEO of a large corporation buy a third home or a vacation home. You're helping somebody locally to pay their mortgage, to put food on the table, to support their children. This is really what it's all about for me in this show, is to provide you with a win-win situation. You benefit from the service or the product that they have. They benefit from the compensation that they receive from you. And if both parties are happy, I truly believe that that relationship will continue. So I want to say thank you to each of you who support small businesses. You know, I've said many times, I'll say it again. In 2013, there was approximately 1,400,000 people in Palm Beach County. If only half of us, just half of us, spent $50 a month locally We would put tens of millions of dollars back in the local economy. And for every dollar that is spent locally, over 60 cents of that stays here. When you spend money on the internet, when you spend money with these large corporations, less than, I think it's about 43 cents of that stays here. So there's a big gap there. And any time that you're working with somebody locally, you are the shareholder for them. They're going to treat you as one of their shareholders, as a part of their family. So I want to thank each of you who support us and help us. And again, we're back with Justin. We have had a tremendous conversation this afternoon regarding some of the services that he offers. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, Justin, which I failed to earlier, and I apologize. I take it that you have somewhere where people can go. You have an office or a studio or something. Mm-hmm. Where is that located?
I have an office in Green Acres. It's right across the street from the Green Acres Bowling Alley. For those of you local, you should know where that is.
And if someone, you know, they're really not sure about what's going on, could they call you just to ask you a question? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. My phone is always open. The calls get forwarded to my cell phone. You can text. You can call any time or day of the night. I may not return your call at midnight, but I will call you back the next morning. But any questions you have about hypnosis, about your issues in general, just whatever. My main goal is, like I said, to heal and to help people move forward. So whatever you guys have for me, I can take it.
And if they want to reach you, Justin, how do they do that? They want to call you.
Sure. It's 561-346-6329.
One more time.
561-346-6329.
And can they reach you on the web as well?
Yes. I have a website. It's www.justinshiverhypnotherapy.com. That's JustinShiverHypnotherapy.com.
And if they mention the show, will you give them some kind of a discount?
Of course. You mentioned that you heard me on this show, and I will hook you up. That's my promise.
Great. That's wonderful. So as we get a little closer to the end of the show, I want to go back to something that is really very interesting to me, and that's going back to the spiritual hypnosis thing.
Sure.
I think that some of us, and I'm kind of referring to me, mm-hmm. We know that there's something going on there spiritually.
Yes.
I've had messages come to me that have come true later on in life. Mm-hmm. Can you help somebody who feels, I want that breakthrough in the spiritual connection. I want to be able to have a clearer understanding of that. Can you help with that?
Not only can I help with that, but that's actually one of my favorite things to do.
Is it?
Yes. And it's extremely powerful and moving.
It is extremely interesting.
Yeah.
Because how many of us out there wonder about, is there a life after death? Is there a spiritual connection? I think that today we're so inundated with consume, 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 and buy this and throw that away, and everything is disposable, that we forget that there's something that is not disposable. There's something that is eternal, something that goes on forever and ever and ever. And that is the eternal part of us, which I refer to as the spirit. And that is something that I feel that many of us don't have a good connection with. And people like you can bring that connection in, can help strengthen that connection. Is that right?
Yes, I can strengthen the connection. I can, in essence, I can show you who you really are, your soul, your essence, what you're really about. There's so much more out there that if we just allow ourselves an open mind and an open heart just for a few moments, the possibilities are endless. The universe opens up so wide that you couldn't possibly see the end of it.
So I have a question for you that is on the other side of this microphone that's listening to us today. Can you look at yourself in the mirror and look in yourself and in your eyes and say, I love you, without any hesitation, knowing that you truly mean the words that you're saying, looking at yourself in the mirror? Because if you're not able to do that, you will always have some kind of an issue in your life. Until you can accept yourself for who you are and what you are and understand that you are a special gift, you will always have something there that is missing. And this is the man that can help open that door for you, can help you look in the mirror, look into your eyes and say, I love you, and know that you mean it with every bit of your heart. Have every bit of confidence in yourself. This is the locksmith, as I keep referring to him as. Mr. Locksmith. I think we're going to change
we might have to.
Instead of hypnotherapy.
A new logo.
Justin Shiver, Mind Locksmith. How's that?
I like it.
So where's the where's the office locale? I know you said in Green Acres, but what's the actual address?
The address is 3900 Woodlake Boulevard, suite number 200-20, and that's Green Acres 33463.
Now, I know this is a silly question, but I must ask. You do this by appointment only, correct?
Yes. Please do not just show up randomly, because if you knock on the door, that could pull someone out of hypnosis, and that would ruin their session. So just call or send me an email, text, smoke signal, whatever. Just please don't knock on the door randomly.
I see that now. You're getting sleepy. Knock, knock, knock. Oh!
I've had it happen.
And there goes the entire session. Sorry for you. Not so lucky for you today, my friend.
Exactly.
So you promised that if you hypnotize me, I'm not going to cluck like a chicken, right?
No. I get asked that question more than anything else, and it drives me insane. That's stage hypnosis. That's for entertainment. It has its place. I don't do anything related to that. I have no control over you. You're there by free will. You're following my suggestions by free will. At any time you want to come out of hypnosis, open your eyes, move your arms. Doesn't matter. That's it.
I'm just out of curiosity,
sure.
Strictly out of curiosity. Have you ever done stage hypnosis?
No. I know how to do it, but it's just not something I've
done. I have
done.
A friend who does it, and I just wonder, the reason why I was asking,
sure.
Is there a difference between the way that you do that on stage and the way that you do it?
Absolutely.
They use
a lot of quick inductions. There's a lot of pre-talk involved. Sometimes they'll put subliminal music, you know, for the audience to kind of condition the mind before he even starts talking. With hypnotherapy, it's generally just, it's one-on-one. You know, you're in a closed, safe environment. You go through a whole process. I go through a whole extensive process before you even get into the chair. I make sure that you're completely relaxed. You're completely okay with everything. I go over all the myths and misconceptions. I go over what you're going to experience, what you're not going to experience. So by the time you get into that chair, all those little things that you might think about what you're going to experience, you'll know the difference.
So it's not like getting on a United flight is what you're telling me.
Not at all. Not at all. There'll be no dragging out of any clients.
Help!
It's all free will there.
Now, you mentioned something that caught my ear, music.
Sure.
When you're doing hypnotherapy, is there music going on in the background?
I actually do prefer to do a lot of the first sessions with some music in the background, just because it helps the mind to relax and kind of, you know, people can be nervous, especially if they've never been hypnotized. Like, what am I, you know, you can tell someone all day what they're going to experience, but until they experience it themselves, they're not going to really know. So the music's relaxing, and a lot of times, if I'm basing it on a specific issue, I will actually have some subliminal programming embedded into that music just to help the process. I like to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, into my sessions, so you get your money's worth.
Hey, if you get results, you know, that's really what it's
exactly.
about is results. So while we're talking about results,
sure.
If I come to you, and let's just pick something. Let's say weight loss, because that
sure.
seems to be a predominant issue.
It is.
I come to you, and I'm suffering from weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
What can I expect from my first hypnotherapy session? Am I going to go out and never eat again? Or, you know,
it doesn't normally work that way, and unfortunately, that's the case, because you've spent all these years with your erroneous beliefs and emotions and behaviors and thought patterns and processes and cycles. So the first session, what we do is we try to unravel, how often do you eat? What kind of foods do you eat? Is it even an eating thing? Is it a staying up late and not getting enough exercise? Is it, you know, I'm so stressed that I subconsciously eat? Because, you know, we find out why, where, who, how, you know, like I said. And then we put you in the chair, and then we do subliminal programming. And the reason why I usually have people come back, usually with weight loss, it's three sessions. Because I like to do very extensive programming. I like to include a lot of extra neuro-linguistic programming, a lot of guided imagery, like we were talking about, a lot of visualizations. And I want people to have an actual goal on why. Why do you want to lose weight? What's your highest intention? Do you get something out of being overweight? Because sometimes the subconscious mind doesn't want to lose the weight because they feel better about being bigger.
Yeah.
Because they
or
felt
they don't
so
want to
small
go through the
earlier.
Trouble.
Right, yeah. Whatever it is.
Now, you mentioned a word there that caught my ear again, goal.
Uh-huh.
A lot of us don't understand that we should be placing goals before us. Or
yes.
We know we should be placing goals, but we're fearful of placing the goals. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we're fearful of that
failure.
Exactly. And this is where you can come in.
Yes.
And break that wall down of fear of failing.
Yes.
And instead of having a fear of failing, having a feeling of looking forward to achieving.
And self-confidence, right? And empowerment, you know, because you can do anything as long as you choose to accept that fact that you can.
Can you help somebody, like for me, I hate exercising. I got to be honest with you. I hate exercising.
I'm not a huge fan
of myself.
I just
can't stand it. So I come to you and I say, Justin, one of my drawbacks is, I mean, I'm okay, generally speaking, with life, but I just want to exercise, but I hate exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put, or maybe that's not the correct way to ask it, can you arrange for me to feel different about exercising?
Oh, absolutely. I do it all the time. That's actually one of the side things I do in the weight loss is you find out, are you exercising or not? What do you like? Mm-hmm. Do you like to walk in the park? Maybe we can include that. You know, make it something, make it fun, make it, change it so that you even are compelled to exercise, because you know if you don't, this might happen.
Right.
But if you exercise, this might happen. So you get a goal and you also have a negative consequence for not following. You know?
So this is, again, where you come in, you point out, you where people, you know, I refer to myself, I may not see the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to exercise, but if I don't exercise, this happens. But
right.
then if I get a suggestion that exercising is fun, that exercising is healthy, that and I really believe the suggestion, that continues me down the road of exercising and benefiting.
Yes.
Benefiting from that.
Yes.
when we're talking about things of the mind, as we've discussed today, so many different things between weight loss and I don't know, we talked about smoking cigarettes.
Everything.
You can get people to this is a combination of a physical thing and a mental thing.
Yeah.
Maybe this is something we should spend a few minutes on, because
sure.
I know for me personally, 3 packs a day I was smoking.
Right.
And it was horrible. It was hopeless, and I just gave up. I just figured I was going to end up dying.
Mm-hmm.
So in a situation like that, somebody comes to you and says, Justin, I'm smoking like a train.
Right.
What can I do? What can you do to help me?
First thing I'd say is, do you truly want to quit?
Excellent question.
Because sometimes smokers come to me because they need a new scapegoat, because they don't really want to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're wasting both our times. If you truly want to quit, you'll quit. And this will work, because it's all about the mind. You know, the physical addiction can go away in 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, the cycle and the ritual and, you know, that whole thing. So if someone's truly wanting to change, especially with the smoking cigarettes, because those are the most stubborn ones.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely you can.
And along the line of smoking cigarettes, because I refer to cigarettes as nicotine, which is a drug.
Yes, correct.
So along that line, what about drug addiction? What
Same
about
thing.
People who are really – I mean, now I have a personal friend of mine who has a daughter who is sadly just addicted very strongly to drugs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can you get them to come around from that? Can you help them overcome this?
Yes. The same question, though. Do they want to?
Yes.
Because you can't – like I said, I have no control.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes – universally, I have no control over someone else.
Yeah.
If they're not ready to change, I could tell them anything in the world and they're not going to do it. But if they genuinely are tired of living that life, yes, come to me and I can change those beliefs.
So would I be – is it safe to say that you would be more of a guide, like a shepherd almost, guiding someone down the path that you're not going to force them?
Yes.
But
correct.
You'll guide them down that path.
All hypnosis is self-hypnosis.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So all I'm merely doing is facilitating the procedure for you. You're doing all the work.
And is there anything to your knowledge that this will not work on?
The only way it won't work is if someone doesn't want it to, or they've told themselves or convinced themselves that hypnosis is stupid, hypnosis is fake, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way, because like I said, it's all about the mind.
Well, what about an issue, though? A particular issue.
Okay.
Is there an issue that it won't work on?
You know, if there is, I haven't found one yet.
Okay.
I can't say that there might be, because I haven't worked on every issue known to man, but the ones that I've dealt with,
I think in a way you answered it, though, because if you truly believe in it, then, you know, logically that would tell me there's really no barrier that you're going to be able to overcome whatever it is that's going on. So anything from weight loss to smoking cigarettes to behavioral problems to that which really touches my heart, which is PTSD, which I don't think we've discuss much today.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the veterans, because that's
Absolutely.
Part of my background. You work with veterans, correct?
100%, yes.
And you help them overcome this post-traumatic stress?
I don't work on specifically post-traumatic stress, because that is a clinically diagnosed issue.
I
can work on that with a prescription or referral from a professional in the healing arts.
Mm-hmm.
However, the issues related to post-traumatic stress, you know, the anxious feelings, the trouble sleeping, the triggers, not being, you know, the acrophobia, you know, whatever it is, that I can specifically work with. And I've had a lot of success with veterans because, you know, I'm a guy too, and I used to have anger issues and I used to be a fighter. So, you know, we have that bond, you know, and my dad was a veteran. My grandfather's a veteran. So, you know, it's a big deal for me to help them.
We have, sadly, we have 22 of our kids on average every day committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people out there that can help you if you're a veteran This is one of them. This is an honor and a privilege for me to have this man in front of me today to tell you that he is here and he can help you. He's willing to help you. He has compassion. He is honest, and he is willing to reach out and get you where you are. If it's a hand up, he'll give you a hand up. If he has to bend down to your level, he'll bend down and lift you back up to where you need to be. If you're a veteran and you're suffering from these things, please, Justin Shiver can help you get through this. It's not the end of the world. There is hope. And I know this personally because I see the cost of freedom. Every time I go to the VA, I see the cost of freedom firsthand. I see the guys that are missing the arms and the eyes and the legs. It's difficult for me to say this because it's very emotional for me. Mm-hmm. But what you don't see is the people who are suffering emotionally.
Correct.
There's no scars on the outside of their body. They're not missing an arm of their brain. They're suffering from an emotional issue, a traumatic issue, and someone like Justin comes along and relieves that pressure for them. It's almost like coming up to a balloon and instead of popping it, putting a small hole in it and allowing the pressure to relieve of itself instead of exploding all over the place. Justin, thank you for what you do. You're genuinely someone I care about and someone I respect deeply for what you do. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
So if people want to reach you, let's go do that one more time.
Sure.
How do they reach you, Justin?
My phone number is 561-346-6329. Website is www.justinshiverhypnotherapy.com, JustinShiverHypnotherapy.com.
Hot dog. Said that pretty good.
Thanks.
You have been listening to The Rainmaker Show on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Thank you for joining us today. We will be back in a week. I hope you enjoy this beautiful weather that we're having. So long, everyone.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Yeah.
Do you have an unusual pet? Did you know that the Rainforest Clinic in Loxahatchee specializes in exotic pets? They see pets that other vets don't. Parrots and chickens, ducks, geese, turtles, snakes, goats, pigs, lizards, and even monkeys. Are you a beekeeper? Dr. Club, the first of her kind in the area? Yes, she takes care of bees as well. Dr. Susan Club has decades of experience and known around the world for her reputation as a premier avian vet. Located at 3319 E Road in Loxahatchee, just a short distance north of Okeechobee Road, you will find a modern clinic with in-house labs, which allow you to get your test answers quickly. You can find them online at www.susanclub.com. That's www.susanclub.com. Or you can reach her at 561-795-4878. It's Dr. Susan Club. That's 561-795-4878. The Rainforest Clinic located in Loxahatchee, 561-795-4878.